WLP, Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lapa Bot, and monitoring.
WLP, K4 OIM. How you doing today, Alexander?
Walt, how about yourself?
I think I'm catching a cold here today. But I heard you calling for KO4 NUE while we go. Chad's got a death in his family, so that might be why he hadn't been on the radio today.
That's too bad. I was trying to catch him to ask him about, you know, the HF. You know, you guys said it was like, he said it was like jumping frequencies when you transmit. I wanted to check with him, but I haven't had the chance to, so I was trying to get him on the radio, but I guess that won't happen today.
Can't be able to check in tonight on the net, I don't know. But his aunt, his mother's sister passed away, and I know he was going to be with his cousin Chris today, and I think they're going to bury his aunt tomorrow.
Doesn't sound like he'll be available for the next few days, so I'll just wait and catch him when I catch him, I guess.
Tried that radio on 80 meters, and it's not off frequency that much on 80 meters. It seems like it's 5 or 10 kilohertz, but to 10 meters, it's going to be way off between where you're transmitting and receiving. And this guy up here in Asheville, I think his name is Lad. I don't think he'll charge over $50 to align that thing. And that radio's worth, I've seen them on QRZ going anywhere from $400 to $700. That thing is worth getting an alignment done on.
$50 isn't that much, you know, saying that I got the radio for free anyway, so, you know, it's worth the $50, and, you know, it's, even if it wasn't fixed, if it was broken, I'm just curious, if it jumped frequencies when it transmit, how much would it be worth? I'm just for the curiosity, even though I'm not thinking about selling it.
You got to have these special non-metallic alignment to tune those coils in there. Well, you got to have a signal generator and a signal tracer. A signal generator and a oscilloscope would help to get that thing to where it's transmitting and receiving on the same frequency. And like I say, I don't believe it. I wouldn't charge, if I was able to do it, I wouldn't charge you nothing to help you out, but that guy, I know people that took the radio up there to him, and it didn't take just a few minutes for him to get it back on the air, and he didn't charge them anything, but it is well worth the money to get that radio fixed. Like I told you the other day, I had one just like it, and I so thoroughly let this guy talk me out of it, and I've regretted it ever since.
I'm not planning on selling it because I haven't got the money to buy another one, but, you know, I'm excited to use it. I like the look of the old HF radios over the new.
Me too. That's why I got all these old tube types around here. But they get hard to find parts for. And I've got a Yaesu FT950 HF rig that covers from 160 down to 6 meters. And it's got all them menus in there. And I've had this thing, I don't know, about 6 months now. I still haven't figured out everything there is about it, but it's a nice radio.
Sounds like a nice radio. Yeah, this one, he demonstrates me, it transmitted fine and works fine, so if I need to get that thing fixed, I will, but it looks really nice. I really like, and the new one's just so digital. I mean, the only digital thing about this is like the digital numbers, everything else is like, you know, knobs.
Radio ought to work digital. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that radio worked the digital, FT8 and all of that. But I'm just not into that. I love just regular sideband, AM and FM, and I love CW.
I like to try CW, and I played around with Echolink. I got in contact in Australia and Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, so, and then the other guy that I talked to a few minutes ago, he was originally from Israel, but now he is in Pennsylvania, so I don't know. On Echolink, he said his location was unknown, so I don't know where exactly he was.
I'm trying to work this station up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. They is a special events station. It starts 2 weeks before Christmas. And they send you a big, nice certificate for working that station. It's put on for an orphanage up there in Pennsylvania that opened up back in the 1800s. They send you a great big certificate with a picture of the orphanage on it, all lit up for Christmas and all. But you can't go there. It's on, where did I get them at? It's on 40 meters, but you can't get up on 40 meters yet. The only place you can talk to on HF is on 10.
Yeah, I would like to get up to 40 meters and get my extra. I'd like to have my general, and I'd like to have my extra about this time this year, so I'm planning maybe I could take an in-person class for the extra, because a few other guys on the radio are thinking about doing one this year, so hoping to maybe study for my general before the class and then get to class for the extra, if I can pull that all off.
Probably see you there. Because it's the Greer Club that put that on, Gary Wise and a couple of other guys. And I'm a member of the Greer Club and the Greenville Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And it's closer to, for me to go to the Greer Club. And they're the one that has all the classes, and they're absolutely free and real nice guys. So, I've got a guy pulling up out here. He's going to buy this 4-band vertical HF antenna I got. So, I'm going to have to say 7-3 for now, Alexander. Good talking to you again. And you can listen around. Chad might get on after a while. I don't know. So, I'll say 7-3, but I'll be listening for you finally, Alexander. KO4. ULPK4OIM.
Walter, it was nice talking with you, and have fun out there with your antenna selling it. And this is KO4ULP clear. For ULP monitoring. Sir, 4 uniform, my papa, and monitoring.
ULP. KZ4TMA. KO4ULP. KZ4TMA. KZ4TMA clear.
For WCL, listening. You got a dog in the background.
WCL. KZ4TMA.
4TMA, good afternoon. K4WCL mobile. Name here is John, located in northern Pickens County.
Yep, name here is Simon. I'm in Greenville. I'm I keep saying this, but I think it's still true. I'm a relatively new ham operator. I've been at it since about March or April. But yeah, I'm based here in Greenville, and you're hitting that repeater very well today for being mobile. Are you usually based in Pickens, or are you just mobile there right now?
First of all, getting your ham ticket back in March. Ham radio is a great hobby. I still consider myself a new ham a lot of times, although I've been licensed for almost 25 years. Grew up around ham radio. My dad was a ham back in the 60s and 70s, and just had this fascination with the magic of radio. And, you know, the equipment was a lot different back then, but still the same cool factor to me all these years later. We are part-time residents of Pickens County. We bought a house, I don't know if you're familiar with northern Pickens County, but we bought a second home in a community called the Rocket Jocassee. It's a golf community at the near the intersection of 178 and South Carolina 11. And wife and I come up here, believe it or not, every weekend. We thought after, you know, 6 months or a year, the newness would wear off, but it hasn't. Which is a good thing, because we love it up here. And we'll be retiring up here in a couple of years. We're in our golden years, so we're about ready to pull the plug and wake up in the morning and look at each other and say, honey, what do you want to do today? And I'm looking forward to that. Go ahead, Simon.
I don't know, early congratulations on retirement, and I'm really glad to hear that you're enjoying it there in Pickens. And yeah, now that you mention that, I think I overheard the tail end of a conversation you had with a few others, Steve and Dave, W4TJW. I heard the end of it, and I heard Dave saying he looked forward to having you as a neighbor sometime in the near future. All right, well, that's good. Well, so let's see. Given that you've been at this much longer than I do, I was actually gonna ask you if you knew much about what goes on up in this area in 70 centimeters. UHF isn't something I've really played around with yet, so I'm just curious if there's much activity in that band or if you knew of any local repeaters. But I'm realizing that I don't know, when you say you come up here pretty frequently and you will soon retire here, I don't know where you've been spending those 25 years of ham radio operation, so unless I missed that part. Are you very familiar with local nets or local repeaters?
I'd say somewhat yes, but mostly no. I do get on the 6 mile UHF machine, W4TWX, 441-800. I do get on the N4AW occasionally. I know they have a net every evening. I used to check in Friday nights on the way up. But other than that, I haven't really been too active locally. I was just scanning around yesterday, waiting for the wife in a store, and I met David, WB4CBA, I think his call is. And I had the radio on this frequency, and I noticed that there was a fair amount of activity on it. So I've kind of left it here for the duration, and we're happy to see activity on repeaters. Seems like repeaters are not as busy as they used to be. I don't know if that's because cell phones have been the primary means of communication, but I'd much rather talk on the radio. I tell you where I mainly hang out, though, on UHF, VHF. Let me let it recycle. The local machine back home. We live north of Atlanta, near Lake Lanier. And there was a repeater north of Gainesville, Georgia, near the town of Claremont. It's up on a pretty good little bump, about 2,500 feet. It's the Lanierland Amateur Radio Club repeaters, the VHF. And I can get into that machine perfect from up here. I wouldn't say I'm sitting up at 3,000 feet, but I got enough elevation where I get into the machine just fine with 25 watts. So I kind of hang out with my buddies back in Georgia on the weekends, even though I'm up here. I think there was something else I was going to tell you, but I don't remember what it was. And I do a little bit of D-Star, too. I know there's a D-Star machine up on Caesar's Head. I can't get into it, though. I'm shadowed by Pinnacle Mountain. So I get into the D-Star machine down in Clemson.
Being relatively new to this area, I think you do know some of the local repeaters better than I do, at least at UHF. So I know thanks for those two tips, the two UHF repeaters you mentioned. I'll get on repeater book and pull them up, and I'll try those out. Yeah, I'm excited to start scanning around in those bands a little bit more and see what kind of activity there is. And yeah, it's great that you can reach your home repeater from here. It's a nice way to keep the link. You could always use Echo Link if you couldn't, but you can. So that's great. And yeah, let's see. It's interesting that you stumbled on this one when you were scanning, waiting on your wife to come out. That's actually the way I found one or two of these as well. But yeah, this one, as you may know, is up on Caesar's Head, W4NYK on Caesar's Head. And it's, from my experience so far, a month or so in VHF, it's certainly the most active repeater locally. You know, the Greenville, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society also has a repeater on Paris Mountain, but it's used far less than this one is. And the Greer Amateur Radio Club has another repeater, which is used a little more than the Paris Mountain one, but still, I don't think nearly as much as this one. So it is, at least from my experience, this is certainly the most active one, mainly just given the height and the power of it compared to those on Paris Mountain, even though Paris Mountain is closer, of course. But, yeah, let's see. You mentioned meeting Dave. That Dave is KB4CBA, so Kilo Bravo 4. Charlie Bravo Alpha. I think you said W before, but yeah, KB4CBA. He may be listening now. If so, hey, Dave. And then the other Dave and the Steve you met yesterday, that was Dave W4DJW, and Steve is KN4VWA. And they're all fairly active, so I'm not surprised to hear that it was them you heard talking when you discovered this repeater. That makes good sense to me. But yeah, thanks for the tips on the UHF repeaters. I'll check them out. I actually got to go. I just had a few minutes here, kind of like when you were waiting for your wife to come out of the shop. So I'll have to say 73s, but it was good to make contact, and I'm sure I'll hear you again sometime. So this is KZ4TMA, and I'll be clear after your final.
I'm going into a hole here down here by Long Shoals Roadside Park. I don't know if you know where that is on Highway 11. It's, I believe it's the Estowee River. Nice little park area, though, but it's definitely a hole. And, yeah, I met Dave and Steve, and I believe Chad, ZRL, I think his call is, N4ZRL or something close to that. But everybody's been real welcoming, real accommodating. Kind of reminds me of our repeater at home. We have a super active repeater. It's the most active repeater. Definitely in the northern suburbs of Atlanta, and probably all of Atlanta. Got a big group, very welcoming. Love to welcome new hams, visiting hams. Anybody that wants to get on there, we're very accommodating. So this kind of sounds like the same place. So I will be back. I'll let you go there, Simon. By the way, you have a great voice there for radio. Got a great radio voice there. And like I said, we're heading back to our home in Cumming, Georgia right now. We'll be back up Wednesday evening, and we'll be staying here for 6 days. Looking forward to that very much. So 73, and I'll be listening if anybody else wants to jump in. This is Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima, Highway 11, Pickens County, 73.
ULP. ULP. For ULP, your audio is very bad and you are not understandable. Background noise, and I cannot make you out. Sorry, I cannot understand you. Maybe try again if you are in a better spot. So 73 is KO4 ULP.